It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres. This is the Buffalo Sabres postgame show from our flagship station in Buffalo. Here's your host, Brian Cozio.
Faber to the far circle for a shot. Lukanen well out on Boldy to stop that one. Delayed call coming up against Buffalo. Quickly to the bench was Gustafson with the long skate. Right down the middle, pass to the far post, save, it's in behind him, and it's touched in. Referee pointing to a good goal right now.
Justin Brazeau, his 11th of the year. That made it 2-0. It deflected off of him 5:07 into the second, and that was all Minnesota would need. They add two more. They go on to win it 4-1, but that is your goal of the game. Brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get into the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. As we welcome you here into the postgame, Brian Colziel with you. 4-1, Wild win it. Not much drama heading to the third as Minnesota was already up 3-0 after they scored three goals in the second to take over the game. They had an empty netter late. Paterka, the lone tally for Buffalo. Minnesota, we mentioned, a 26-0-0 record heading into the third with the lead. Well, now it's 27-0-0. A tall task for the Sabres with that 3-0 hole. Buffalo will be on a plane off to Winnipeg. They play the Jets tomorrow, as we'll have it for you right here, 3 o'clock along the Buffalo Sabres radio network. All right, we'll read some tweets from fans. You can send them in at BrianWGR on Twitter. We'll get connected with our fans in just a little bit here. Powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. We'll also get scores from around the NHL, update you on the standings and some final stats. But let's get Paul Hamilton in here first. And, Paul, I mean, we talked about it. It was going to be a tough outcome or a tough hole to overcome here with how good Minnesota is with the lead. And they did get one from Paterka, but in the end, this is kind of how we thought it would play out in the third.
Yeah, but Buffalo only got seven shots. I mean, they only got 21 on the game, 8, 6, and 7. And none of them were hugely great chances. You know, this is simple. Buffalo played 50 minutes, and they played 10 horrendous minutes, and they lost the hockey game. Hockey is a 60-minute game. They played 50 of them, and didn't work. And they wind up losing by a score of 4-1, basically 3-1 is the way the game went. But that 10-minute stretch of the second period, they were absolutely horrendous. After playing a really good defensive first period, really holding the Minnesota to almost nothing, and then to have that go on, just they were awful. I mean, they were unaware again. They were leaving people open. They were losing battles, and all of a sudden, they're down 3-0, and that was it. It took if you want to get technical, 8 minutes and 11 seconds is what it took. I basically rounded it off to 10 minutes because after that, Buffalo got back to playing a little bit better. It was pretty much nondescript period after that. Lukanen had to save a 2-on-1 around the 10-minute mark, and then that was basically it. I mean, Buffalo got a Malenstein opportunity on a tip. There was a 2-on-1, Zucker with Kozak, who steered it wide. And, you know, so Buffalo did have two scoring opportunities after that, but the damage was already done.
Yep. Yeah, 3-0, as you said. Three goals in by the 8-11 mark of the second period. And then Buffalo adding one with Paterka. Paul, let's at least break down the Sabre goal. Some nice passing from Power and Dahlin to set up Paterka for his 21st now of the season.
Yeah, it was nice to get up into the rush. Both defensemen got up there, and it was quick puck movement. I mean, it was Dahlin, Power, Paterka, all like bam, bam, bam. Nobody waited, and they got open, and Paterka came down the slot, and you let J.J. Paterka come down the slot, generally it's going to wind up in the net. So that was the right guy to be coming flying down the slot. But really good place by Dahlin and Power offensively to get that set up for them. And that was only the second goal Minnesota gave up in the last three. They've given up two goals in three games.
Wow. That's great defense and goaltending for sure. Sam Lafferty didn't play the third. Buffalo was down to 10 forwards. Lafferty just 7:33 of ice time. Already without Josh Norris. And, of course, we also had some healthy scratches, which we'll talk about here in a minute, Jack Quinn and Brett Murray. But right now, the injury to Lafferty, or at least we assume it's an injury to Lafferty. We'll see if there's an update before tomorrow's game at Winnipeg. That's your injury report brought to you by the Orthopedic Center at St. Joseph Campus. Paul Quinn sitting tonight. I know you expressed that you thought it was appropriate. Would you put him back in tomorrow against Winnipeg?
Probably. I mean, Murray is Murray. Murray's not fast enough for the NHL. He doesn't play in the NHL the way he does in the AHL. So if you want to give him another shot, fine. If not,
especially we don't know what Lafferty is, too, right? That
right,
can play
right.
into it, too.
It's hard to answer without knowing. But, I mean, you brought up Quinn. Let's have a conversation. Let's start with the 2019 draft when Buffalo took Dylan Cousins with the 7th overall pick, and there was some mild surprise about that, some eyebrows raised because Matt Boldy was still there. And a lot of people wondered why didn't a lot of people thought the Sabres were taking Cole Caulfield, who, again, people could say, well, there's a mistake there too.
Caulfield maybe they should have taken them, right?
Yeah, 15th to Montreal. Maybe the Sabres should have stayed with what everybody thought they were going to do. People thought Caulfield was the best goal scorer of the draft. But I'm bringing it up because of Matt Boldy. I mean, you know, what he's been able to do, with the Minnesota Wild. This year he's got 60 points in 70 games. Last year at 29 goals and 40 assists. The year before, 31 goals and 32 assists. That certainly outranks what Dylan Cousins, who had one 31-goal season but hasn't really done anything since. And, you know, Boldy went 12th to Minnesota. And we can now go to the topic you were talking about, the 2020 draft. There were a lot of raised eyebrows when Buffalo took Jack Quinn 8th. A lot of people thought they were going to take Marco Rossi. He went next to the Minnesota Wild. And, again, we watch Rossi. 22 goals, 32 assists, 54 points. Last year he had 40 points, you know, basically his first season. So, you know, it when you're blowing your first-round picks, Cole Perfetti with Winnipeg went right after Rossi. Seth Jarvis of Carolina, 27 goals this year, 33 goals last year. He went 13th to Carolina, but Buffalo insisted upon taking Jack Quinn. And it hasn't worked out yet. And I say yet, Jack Quinn's 23. I don't know when, you know, time expires on a young player, but he hasn't been – this year he's been able to stay healthy, but he only has 10 goals in 60 games. Last year he had 9 goals in 27 games. The year before, when in his rookie year, you know, he came up and had a good second half. You know, had 14 goals in 75 games, and it looked like Buffalo had a goal scorer on their hands. But I don't know, he's 23 years old. When next season starts, he's 24. You know, when – When does the expiration date there? When do you decide Buffalo made a huge mistake and had other guys right after that that probably should have gone? And there were a lot of eyebrows raised when Buffalo took Quinn eighth. He was projected to be like a mid to late down first rounder.
Well, yeah, I mean, we know it's hard to draft 18-year-olds, but projections, you know, they're projections, but you're right. I mean, right now, and I think you're fair to say it, yet some of those draft picks can looking as if maybe they should have went elsewhere with them as you're seeing success with other teams. And, you know, I mean, let's face it too, Paul, if Jack Quinn is on Minnesota or Dylan Cousins was on Ottawa from the start or Minnesota or other teams, who knows what their actual maybe statistics end up being, but they didn't play their – Cousins obviously didn't play his best with Buffalo other than maybe for that one season that got him that monster contract, and now he's off elsewhere. And, you know, who knows what Jack Quinn's future is. As you said during the intermission, I think it's worth repeating for those that didn't hear it, Paul, you wouldn't do much more coming up on his offer sheet than what? Just what I guess he'd
his
be slotted in
offer.
For, right?
Yeah, yeah, qualifying offer, which is just a little bit less than $900,000. I wouldn't go any further than that. He hasn't earned anything further than that. I mean, he still has to prove himself, and I would give him one more year to prove himself if I had to, or if somebody made me a nice offer, I may be tempted to make the trade because, again, this core does not work, and he is part of this core. And depending on what you can get for him, maybe it's time to move that out of the core. Who knows? You don't know what kind of offer you could get for him.
4-1 Minnesota, the final. Sabres at Winnipeg tomorrow. All right, I asked you about Quinn. Would you come back with Luukkonen tomorrow? Reimer played in the last game against Utah, but this is back-to-back with travel.
Well, the plan before the trip was to put Reimer in Thursday and then Luukkonen on this game, Reimer on Sunday, and then you can come back coming home after a long trip home where you're not going to practice on Monday. You can go with Luukkonen on Tuesday. So against the Ottawa Senators. So that's what their plan was and is. Now you can always change your plan. He only had 29 shots. Wasn't like he stood on his head for you or anything in this game. He was okay. Wasn't great, wasn't bad, whatever. And so here you are, sitting here with that. And so I would expect Reimer in goal against Winnipeg.
Yeah. Yeah, while you mentioned it, the final shot totals end up tied 21-21. So it was just 7-5 in the third. Sabres with the shot totals there. Luukkonen, 17 saves. Gustafsson, 20 in the victory here in front of 18,379. That's your final stats brought to you by Level Financial Advisors. Helping you retire better, visit levelfa.com. The team saw off power plays. Both had two tries and both 0 of 2. That's your DynaBrade.com power play update. Powered by DynaBrade Tools, proudly made here in Buffalo. How about a quick thought, Paul, if you have anything to add on Jacob Bernard-Docker in his debut, 11.5 minutes and 20 shifts. Anything, did you get to see enough to maybe have an opinion yet?
Not really, it was fine. I mean, he didn't stick out that he played poorly or anything like that, which usually for a defenseman means he played pretty well if he didn't notice
Good
him
point.
Like that. He didn't have any block shots, which is kind of his thing, but he's trying to get used to the Sabres defenseman. He hasn't played with them, so he knows power a little bit. So, it was his first time in there, and as I said, he didn't hurt them by any means.
Yep, I would agree. All right, well, Winnipeg, Paul, if you look in the standings, they are having an outstanding season, so Buffalo will have their hands full, although who knows? This Sabre team is so tough to read. They play the best, usually their best. Winnipeg has 100 points. Washington was the first to get there. Washington's also clinched a playoff spot, but now Winnipeg has joined them with one more game played. Points percentage-wise, the best record still belongs to the Capitals, but... Paul, anytime you reach 100 points and you still have 12 games to go, that's pretty impressive for Winnipeg.
Yeah, it is. And, points percentage, Winnipeg is at 714, which is just crazy. But, Buffalo also has beaten number 5 Vegas. They've beaten number 4 Carolina. So they have beaten some of the better teams. So we'll see how it goes.
Yep, that's tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Paul and I will have the pregame starting at 2. And, Paul, I know you appreciate those at Winnipeg scheduling this as an afternoon game because your Iowa State Cyclones play tomorrow night at 7:45 in the men's tournament. So there you go.
Yeah, they don't think too much of them, though. They put them on True TV, so...
Paul, please tell me you have True TV. You do, right?
I do. Yes. I do have True TV.
A 5-point favorite against Ole Miss, who just beat North Carolina. No preview, or we'll save it for postgame tomorrow, Paul.
We'll see. I mean, they're missing their best player, which isn't good, but they got away with it in the first game, which wasn't a hard game for them. But, you know, they also had some guys that hit some shots. If they continue to do that, they'll be fine.
Yes. All right. Well, Paul will be with us tomorrow on pregame at 2, and then tune in tomorrow on the postgame for Paul's preview of the Cyclones versus Rebels hoops game. All right, Paul, thank you so much. Appreciate your work here, and we will talk tomorrow at 2 on the pregame show.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.
Great. Paul Hamilton with us here. Sabres fall in Minnesota by a score of 4-1, and it is time now to get our Save of the Game brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealers today. Lukanen trying to keep Buffalo alive. Here is one of his 17 saves.
Playing it up the far wall, and Minnesota will come out to center ice. And now a chance for a potential odd man. Turns into a one-on-one, and a save made by Lukanen. And that puck drifts to the corner.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Yeah, Buffalo not able to help out their goaltender today. Just one goal on the board. But Lukanen right there with our save of the game. Three stars are all from Minnesota, not a surprise. Zuccarello, who had a goal and an assist, is star number 3. Gustafson in net, 20 saves, gets the victory, star number 2. And Boldy, who Paul just mentioned, had a solid game setting up players offensively. He had 2 points, 2 assists. He is star number 1 in front of 18,379 at Xcel Energy Center. And the Sabres will next play tomorrow at Winnipeg at 3. Again, we'll read some tweets here coming up as we'll get connected by our fans powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. But first, let's see what's going on around the rest of the National Hockey League as we get to the scoreboard. And it's brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. All right, other finals. At MSG, Rangers beat the Canucks by a score of 5-3. Overtime win for Dallas this afternoon. Thomas Harley's 15th, getting it done as they beat Philadelphia 3-2. End of 2 right now in St. Louis. The Blues have a 2-1 lead on the Chicago Blackhawks. End of 1 on Long Island. The Isles have a 2-1 lead on the Flames. End of 1 in Los Angeles. The Kings out to an early 3-0 lead on the Hurricanes. Kempe, Kopitar, and Kuzmenko with the goals for L.A. Well, you want to go watch Alex Ovechkin try to track down Gretzky even more? You can at 5. They're about to host Florida. Also at 5, Utah is home for Tampa Bay. 7 o'clock tonight, Montreal hosts Colorado. New Jersey is home for Ottawa. Toronto is at Nashville. 8 o'clock, ABC national game. You want to watch Jack Eichel? You can. The Golden Knights host the Detroit Red Wings. 10 o'clock, Edmonton's home for Seattle. 10:30, Boston on the road in San Jose. All right, let's go to the NCAA basketball tournament on the men's side. One game going on right now in the West region, and it's number 10 Arkansas against number 2 St. John's. And right now, the Razorbacks have an 8-point lead on the Red Storm, 61-53. So a possible upset here. Rick Pitino, John Calipari, two coaching legends going at it. There's 7:57 to go in the game. Again, Arkansas leads St. John's by 8. That game is on CBS. And also on our sister station, The Bet 1520 here in Buffalo. Final from earlier, Purdue's the first team to head off to the Sweet 16. The 4 seed in the Midwest region as they beat McNeese State 76-62. 5:30 tip in the South, Texas A&M will take on Michigan. 6:10 tip in the West, Texas Tech and Drake will go at it. 7:10 in the South, the top seed Auburn taking on the 9 seed Creighton Blue Jays. 7:45 tip in the East, it's 3 versus 6, Wisconsin and BYU. 8:40 tip in the Midwest, the top seed Houston Cougars will take on the 8 seed Gonzaga. And at 9:40 tonight in the Midwest, 2 versus 7, Tennessee and UCLA. So if you love hoops, great time of year for it. Also, the UB women, by the way, tomorrow continuing their season in the WNIT, they have a 2 o'clock home game against UMass at Alumni Arena. So if you want to go see some hoops in person, the UB women at 2 o'clock tomorrow at Alumni Arena. I'll be on the air tomorrow at 2, and we'll get you ready for the Sabres and the Jets. But first, let's get some tweets in here as we get connected with our fans powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. You can always send me your thoughts after each and every game at Brian WGR. I'm also at Brian WGR on Blue Sky as well. Let's go ahead here and see what some fans have to think. Let's see. Undermined name says good after reacting to the loss. Keep tanking. Well, for those that feel like, hey, the better draft pick odds are of benefit of finishing the season with losses, I guess you definitely can spin it that way too. Let's see here. Greg responding about maybe what, you know, what would you do about what Terry Pegula needs to do to change the perception with the Sabres organization. Greg says, clean house in the front office, hire a hockey president of operations, let either Lindy retire or let him hire his own assistants. And that's, you know, some good points there for sure. We'll have to see if the Sabres ultimately decide to change up personnel, GM, coach, president, all that sort of stuff. Sabres owner Terry Pegula was in Minnesota again today. He was at the game in Utah. He was sitting with GM Kevin Adams in the GM booth today at XL Energy Center. So there you go, the owner on hand. All right, so tomorrow, Sabres in Winnipeg as Buffalo's right back at it. And then they'll come home Tuesday. If you want to see Dylan Cousins in an Ottawa sweater, well, that'll be an opportunity to do so. That's when the Sabres next play at KeyBank Center. But one more game here on this 4-game trip. Buffalo 1-2 so far on this road trip. As they got a win in Boston, losing in Utah, and losing today in Minnesota against the Wild by a 4-1 margin. And with that, we're going to say goodbye to all of our local affiliates and say goodbye to you for all of you listening on our flagship on WGR as we wrap up the postgame show. Want to thank our crew, Evan DePasquale, our network producer. Thank you, Evan, for your work all day. Kyle Powell on our social media. Check it out, WGR550.com for our game story. Paul Hamilton, our reporter. Tom Matty is our engineer. And our game announcers are Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray. My name is Brian Colziel. The final again from Minnesota. The Wild 4 and the Sabres 1. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back at it tomorrow here with the Sabres and the Winnipeg Jets right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.